You've been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program is the God of everything. And as we recognize God's dominion, we will grant him all the space he desires so that we can realize the plans, the purposes, the pursuits that he has for us, in us, as he reigns through us. Though God is everywhere all the time, that he knows all things, he is powerful. And he wants us to know this, that he ensures that he will never leave you or forsake you. In Acts the 17th chapter, and we're going to begin with the 24th verse. And it says, God that made the heavens and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worship with man's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and have made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and have determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from any of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. There was a complaint about God being the unknown God, but there's a part that after he has presented himself to us to show that there is nothing in him that would try to manipulate us, he gives us room and space for us to seek after him. And in our seeking after him, he responds. He doesn't run away from us, but as we move to him, we'll be able to have the song of our heart sing, "It is all because of you." And our praise will be Romans 11:36, which says, "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." So let's hear me as I sing, "All because of you."
Oh, abundant life, Sabbath rest, I'm finding in you. Lord of the breakthrough. Liberated from enemy chains, captivity is led captive.
Staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program is the God of everything. Now, as we recognize God's dominion, we will grant him all the space he desires so we can realize the plans, purposes, and pursuits for us and in us as he reigns through us. When we understand who we are, whose we are, and what we already have, even if it's in the unseen realm, then we will continue to maintain the union with Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to show you just how Jesus did that to show that he was in full agreement with God at all times. When we look at the last temptation, which is the third one, this is Satan coming to him and says, now I'm going to take him into the exceeding high mountain and showeth Jesus all these kingdoms, the kingdoms of the world, in the glory of them. And then he says to Jesus, all these things will I give thee if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And then the devil leaveth him. And then there was angels that came to minister unto Jesus. Where Jesus said, I already know that my Father already is the owner of the earth. And the stewardship was what Satan had. But Jesus understood that he had stewardship rights to God, that he was not going to violate. He was not going to call off. He was not going to try to make it look like it was easy for him, because Satan can only tell lies. So he's trying to deceive him to get his worship. But Jesus said, I'm going to worship him for the abundance of all things, and I am going to finish God's will. So when we look in John, the 14th chapter, and we're going to begin with the 30th verse, and it says, this is the words of Jesus. He says, and I will not speak with you much longer, for the ruler of the world, Satan, is coming, and he has no claim on me, no power over me, or anything that he can use against me. But so that the world may know without any doubt that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father has commanded me and act in full agreement with him. So Jesus is saying, this is how I keep the union and maintain the union with God. That I'll only say what he says and I'll only do what he tells me to do and shows me to do. And so there is Jesus' testimony. I give no place to the devil, to Satan whatsoever. There is no claim ticket that he has on me. And that was Jesus' conclusion. So we have to say that Jesus is the author and finisher of faith. And if we're going to finish well, we have to follow in his footsteps and understand that we should allow him to fully express himself. But today you may say, you don't have a relationship with Christ. Well, we can change that. You can ask Jesus to come into your heart right now and be the Lord and Savior of your life. Why don't you say this prayer? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of every sin, word, thought, and deed that gave the devil place. I don't want him to have any place anymore. I want you to reign in my heart and be the ruler of my life. So come into my heart, cleanse me from every sin, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I know now that old things have passed away and all things have become new. And I know that you are now the God of everything. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer, please email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we'll send you some encouragement along the way. Now, let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from my sponsor. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of our program today, which bears the theme, the God of everything. Now, as we recognize God's dominion, we will grant him all the space that he desires so that we can realize his plans and his purposes and his pursuit for us, in us, as he reigns through us. We want to leave this with you. We can go back to the top. So the first dominion can reign in your praise. You have to know that anytime there is a fracture in our relationship, that the mercy of God is everlasting. So we want to make sure that he has the space that he needs. And he gives us this promise that there is going to be your restitution, which means you will be repaid for anything that was lost. So because he's a God of everything, nothing can be lost for you. And all the restoration we have is through Jesus Christ. And in Acts, the 3rd chapter and the 21st and 22nd verses read, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said of the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatever he shall say unto you. So that means we need to believe every word of God that Jesus has spoken, because in the Amplified Version, it shows that the person that we were waiting for was Jesus. And this is Jesus Christ, the one whom we can go to and seek his purpose for our lives, knowing this, that he made us accepted in himself, which means that all our sins are wiped away. They are blotted out. They're completely erased. So then we can receive the times of refreshing because we are no more estranged from his presence. Now, knowing this, that Psalm 113th division says this, blessed is his holy name forever and ever. Praise him from sunrise to sunset, for he is high above the nations. His glory is far greater than the heavens. Who can be compared with God enthroned on high? Far below him are the heavens and the earth. He stoops to look and lifts the poor from the dirt and the hungry from the garbage dump and sets them among princes. We are showing praise unto God. And as we do, he will live in your praise because you have allowed him to live through you without any interruption. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak the royal blood in you.
You have been listening to the King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.